I was surprised, like everybody in the stadium, with the red card. But then after that, the players were fantastic and dug in, worked very, very hard, were disciplined, organised, and made it difficult for a very good Brighton team.
Just to summarise, then tell us how you've seen the red card incident, what your opinion is.
Yeah, I was surprised, like everybody in the stadium, that it was a straight red. The referee made his mind up very quickly, and after that, the commitment and the heart and the running the players showed was terrific.
While we're on the referee, the penalty decision?
Yeah, my first impressions were it was a penalty, yeah. A fantastic double save by Martinez.
Yes, and again, for the second week running, he had a very assured game, didn't he, Martin, as your goalkeeper?
Yeah, I'm confident of Emi, and I'm confident of Carl Hakimi. It's, you know, needs to be a strong area and a strong department for the pair of them this season. And we're sincerely hoping it is. They have the ability to do it.
Stepping away from those decisions, the overall play, how are you feeling about that today?
I felt we played against a good team, and I can see why Brighton are where they are, first and foremost. When you're looking at Elvis Manu and then Bobby Zamora coming on, they're very, very good substitutes and good options, Solly March. So I can see exactly why they are where they are. How close are we to them? What can we do during the course of the season? They're the key issues, really, for us.
You filtered Kevin McDonald back into it, obviously, after the red card and needing to make changes. How's he settled back in? Does it look okay?
Yes, I'm sure that Kev will want to get back to playing and playing at his best, because he's been a very influential player over the last 2 years. And at 26, I've got confidence that he has his best times ahead of him. Tactically, it was right to put another central midfield player on there and just leave Benik as a little bit of a break. And at the right time, try to get the wide men up with him and obviously Dave Edwards from central midfield to make that break. But we didn't really have any chances in terms of out and out clear cut opportunities when we went down to 10, but as a unit we did defend very, very well, and I was pleased with the effort and the commitment that we showed.
Can I ask you, we've had a suggestion come to us today that Shola Amiobi is a player that interests you. I gather he's out of contract. Is that anything we know about?
He will be training with us, I'm sure, and coming down to talk, but it's early in the whole situation.